The Annex. Anne Frank's father, Otto, had secret rooms called the Secret Annex behind his office. The Frank family and some friends went there and hid for 2 years. In the following extract, Anne describes what life was like during the first few days in hiding. Saturday, the 11th of July, 1942. Dearest Kitty, Father, Mother and Margot still can't get used to the chiming of the Westertoren clock, which tells us the time every quarter of an hour. Not me. I liked it from the start. It sounds so reassuring, especially at night. You no doubt want to hear what I think of being in hiding. Well, all I can say is that I don't really know yet. I don't think I'll ever feel at home in this house, but that doesn't mean I hate it. The Annex is an ideal place to hide in. It may be damp and lopsided, but there's probably not a more comfortable hiding place in all of Amsterdam. No, in all of Holland. Up till now, our bedroom, with its blank walls, was very bare. Thanks to Father, who brought my entire postcard and film star collection here beforehand, and a brush and a pot of glue, I was able to plaster the walls with pictures. It looks much more cheerful. When the Vandans arrive, we'll be able to build cupboards and other odds and ends out of the wood piled in the attic. Margot and Mother have recovered somewhat. Yesterday, Mother felt well enough to cook split pea soup for the first time. But then she was downstairs talking and forgot all about it. The beans were scorched black, and no amount of scraping could get them out of the pan. Last night, the four of us went down to the private office and listened to England on the wireless. I was so scared someone might hear it that I literally begged Father to take me back upstairs. Mother understood my anxiety and went with me. Whatever we do, we're very afraid the neighbours might hear or see us. We started off immediately the first day sewing curtains. Actually, you can hardly call them that, since they're nothing but scraps of fabric, varying greatly in shape, quality and pattern, which Father and I stitched crookedly together with unskilled fingers. These works of art were tacked to the windows, where they'll stay until we come out of hiding. We've forbidden Margot to cough at night, even though she has a bad cold, and are giving her large doses of codeine. I'm looking forward to the arrival of the Vandans, which is set for Tuesday. It will be much more fun, and also not as quiet. You see, it's the silence that makes me so nervous during the evenings and nights, and I'd give anything to have one of our helpers sleep here.